Hey guys, I welcome all of you to my podcast channel, Vignesh Orasi. My name is Vignesh, I'm a robotics software engineer. In this podcast, we are going to see about how to start a career in robotics programming. This podcast will give the complete idea from initial stage to proceed career towards robotics programming. You can be from any background, you are a guy, you are studying, schooling, or you're doing your bachelor's. You are a professional developer or any other profession, you can get an idea how to start career in robotics programming. Let's get into the concept. Initially, you need to get some knowledge in mechatronics. You need to study mechatronics. You can get a lot of online courses on mechatronics in EDX or Coursera. Or in openly, you can learn mechatronics in Google free courses, Udemy. There is a lot of online resources. I will not share any course link. I will share the what are the things you need to learn only. So initially, you need to get some knowledge in mechatronics. Mechatronics is a study of a combination of mechanical, electronics, and programming devices. So if you get familiar with mechatronics means, you can easily understand what is robot. Yeah. Because the robot is also a mechatronics device. It is the combined device of mechanical part and electronics and programming also. So you need to get some adequate knowledge in mechatronics. After you learn something about mechatronics, you did not jump into another topic. You have to do is do some mechatronics projects. You need to do your hobby projects or professional projects, anything. You need to do a mechatronics project. Your project should be combined with electronics and mechanical device. And you have to put your program in there. So this is the initial first step towards to start a career in robotics programming. So a robot is also a mechatronics device. So once you learned mechatronics and you did some projects in mechatronics, you have some hands-on basic experience how to get into the how to make some machine that will combine electronic device and programming part and mechanical part. So this is the basic thing. After you completed your mechatronics, and you need to learn programming language. I will prefer Python and C++. And C++ is highly recommended because the core programming, when you get into robotics, the core algorithms were developed in C++, and mostly the C++ is recommended in industry. For initial stage, or you can start with Python programming, but you have to get some complete understanding in Python programming language or any programming language. Python and C++ I will recommend for robotics. So in both of the languages, you can choose either at initial stage, and you have to learn completely like a basic like conditions, functions, loops, things, and other things like OOPS concept and the data structure. Once you start learning programming, you need to practice some problem solving in LeetCode, HackerRanker. There is a lot of online problem solving platforms available. You have to log in and you have to practice regularly to they will give some real world problems, like simple part of problem. So it will help you to give you some problem solving skill in the programming also. So you will get familiar with syntax, and you get familiar with logics, you get familiar with problem solving. This is the basic for programming. So once you get enough knowledge in programming and mechatronics, you can go to the next step. The next step is finding your favorite robot. So let's talk about robot. There is lot of types of robots: mobile robots, fixed stationary robots. In mobile robots also, there is different types of mobile robots, like wheeled, legged robot, aerial robotics. Drones are come under aerial robotics category. So you need to find out your favorite robot, because once you found your favorite robot, you can do some passionate work towards that, or else there may be some lags. You cannot bring your inner guy to bring some inventions towards your robot. So you have to find out what is your favorite robot. You can go with a mobile robot, or a quadruped robot, or hexapod robot, because robotics is a very very big background thing. So once you cannot be a perfectionist among all type of robots. For initial stage, I'm saying you can be, but in initial stage you have to find out your favorite robot, and you have to be 100% 100% knowledgeable on developing that particular robot. So find out your favorite robot, and once you got your favorite robot, you need to initiate with what is the kinematics of that mission. What is the dynamics? So initially you have to get into something. Okay, what are the input things and what are the output things? Like, so let's consider the drone. So the drone, let's take the quadcopter. In quadcopter, there is a four motors will be available. So you will control the position of the drone by controlling the four individual motors. So this is the portion where the kinematics will take place as well as the dynamics. So once you learn what is the input and how we are achieving and like basics, how we are achieving the robot movements. Like if you choose your favorite robot is a manipulator, it's a robot arm, means you will know how the end point is moving somewhere. So what is the behind, I'm saying only about max. After that, you have to learn about sensors and actuators in your robot. So your robot want to understand the environment or understand something, to know something, where is the robot and what height the robot is and what is the orientation of the robot, kind of things. You need to understand what are the sensors in that robot. You need to take individual sensors and you need to get complete knowledge about what are the sensors. Like IMU. After that, the actuators. In mobile robots, we will go for motors, servo motors. In drones, we will go for BLDC. What is the driver associated with? How we are controlling the speed? So these are the basic things of sensors and actuators. And in sensors, you will get a lot of data types available. So what is the data of sensor? How we can process information from the sensor data? So these are the basic things. After that, you need to get into the control algorithm. So what is the algorithm that is controlling the robot? It will get some input data and it will get some input data from sensor, and it will provide some data to the actuators and controlling the robot. So let's take a drone. The drone is taking the input from the IMU and it is controlling the motors. So this is a simple thing. This is how the drone is achieving the role pitch and orientation control. It will take the input from IMU and it will control the motors to make the drone to be in the required orientation. So for this, we need to develop some control algorithm. So you need to understand what is the control algorithm behind that. For any type of robot, you need to find out what is the control algorithm and how it is working. You have to practice it and you have to write your own control algorithm. You have to make some changes and how it behaving. You have to analyze everything and you get clear understanding of control algorithm. So after that, we will move into some autonomous thing. So we find our favorite robot and what are the missions in it, what are the components in it, and what is the program and how it is working. We know it's like a remote device, remote control device. We know we are controlling the robot and it is performing it is, but it want to the robot want to do it autonomously. So that is the end thing. Currently the robotics in autonomous navigation and autonomous manipulation. So completely this is how the latest robotics industry is moving towards. So you need to understand how the autonomous navigation is happening. So you need to get into some concepts in robot operating system and SLAM, autonomous navigation. So these are some basic concepts. You will get into this means this is a big part in robotics. Currently there is a lot of papers, lot of researches, lot of algorithms, lot of R&D is going behind these concepts. So once you learn what is ROS, robot operating system, and what is SLAM, and what is how the autonomous navigation is happening. And after that, you can find out which part you like the most. You can be interested in mapping the environment. You are interested in how the robot understand where the robot in the environment, that is called the localization. And you can be in the path planning. So you want to move the robot from one point to another point. You can develop your own algorithm to plan the path along that way. So these are some basic autonomous navigation algorithm. Other than that, there is lot of challenges in in robotics you can develop your own algorithm for this, but you have to find out which part you want to proceed. As initially I said, you need to find out your favorite robot. In your favorite robot, you need to find out which problem you are going to solve. You are going to solve the mapping, or you are going to be solve the navigation problems. You need to find out the problems. Once you find out which portion, in which robot, in which portion you're going to improvise something, and after that you can do some open source projects. You can collaborate with a lot of open source developers out there, or you can do your standalone project, and you can develop a proper documentation, and you can open source it. So you will get some profile, right? So you have some basic knowledge in mechatronics and programming. You did some projects in both of the things, and after that you get into your favorite robot. In your favorite robot, you analyze it, what is the major problem, pain points in your particular robot, and you solved something there, and you contributed that as open source though. So you have some a good profile to start your career in a robotics. So after that you can apply for internships or jobs in your favorite robot and company. I'm saying that it's not your favorite robot company, the company is doing your developing your favorite robot. I'm saying that. So you need to get there and analyze how they solving the problem, how the senior developers are doing there, how some the real world problem is, how they are handling it, what are the other real world problems. You can get some clear understanding of the real robot thing. So once you get some internships, you can apply for real jobs, then you can do the further things will be forward to you by your own. You can think where you can go. This is the complete a beginner level guidance to how to start. Okay, I hope you guys understand. You have any queries or any doubts or any things, means you can contact me through my LinkedIn page. I will answer. So other than that, if you want to start from a big path, this is what I have said is this is the shortest path. It's like the path planning algorithm. This is the shortest path to reach out somewhere from your beginner stage to some developer stage. But if you want to proceed your robotic software engineer as a proper step-by-step knowledge, means you can check out the YouTube video called Roadmap to be Robotic Software Engineer. I will share the link in the description, so you can watch that video. That guy will describe from initial stage, from what are the max concepts you need to what are the max concepts you need to know, and after that what is the basic things you need to know, and that is the big path. If you start from that, means you cannot easily complete, because that is a very very big path. There is a lot of courses available. So what I have recommend you is do the what I have told you. So that this is simple. I will summarize right now. Mechatronics, learn mechatronics and do some projects, learn programming and do some projects, choose your favorite robot and understand what is the kinematics, what are the sensors, what is the control algorithm in it, and understand autonomous navigation concepts, SLAM, mapping, localization, path planning, everything, and find out what is the major pain point in your favorite robot and try to solve that and build your profile and apply internship and apply job and proceed your career. So this is how this is what I recommend. I also share that link also. So thanks for listening. Bye bye guys.